We're doing Agadot HaTalmud. We will continue with the Gemara in Gittin, Daf Lamed Vav, Amud Beis. 36th page, second side of the page. The Gemara quotes the following. Tano Rabbanan, the rabbis learned, Hane Lavim. The Gemara is now going to enumerate different attributes that a person can have, and the Gemara is going to say how great are the people who have attained these attributes. Hane Lavim, people who have been shamed, Veinan Olvim, and they do not respond to shame the other. Shomin Chelpatam, they hear how others are disgracing them. Ve'en Mishivin, and they do not respond. Osin Me'ava, or the people who perform Hashem's mitzvos out of love for Hashem, not out of fear. Usmechin Be'isurin, and when affliction comes upon them, they don't think, oh, why is God doing this to me? But rather, they maintain their happiness. Alehena katuv umir. About these people, the people who have attained these levels, the verse says, the ohavav, and those that love Hashem, kitzet Hashemish bigvurato. They will continue gaining strength, just as the sun, as it rises, keeps gaining strength. The sun begins at sunrise, still pretty cool, as the day continues, it gets hotter and hotter and hotter. So too, these people who have attained this level. The Sefer Charedim explains that the Braisa is telling us three levels. Firstly, the Braisa is telling us about a person who overcomes the most natural reaction. The natural reaction is, if someone insults you, you insult him back. So this person, he's attained the level where he doesn't insult back, but he will make the other person shut up. The guy insults him, so he'll put him in his place, or he'll at least respond in a way that makes the person be quiet. So that's the first level. A person who's embarrassed, but does not respond with embarrassing the other side, but he does respond something to remove his own embarrassment, to say, look, I'm right, it's not right what you're saying to me, I didn't do this, and there's no reason you should speak to me this way. So he's not silent, but he doesn't embarrass the other side. He's not looking to embarrass the other side, but he is looking to remove his own shame. That's the first level. Some people attain the second level, which is greater. Those are the people that hear their shame and do not respond altogether. So that's very hard. They know that they have a response, but they know to swallow their pride, swallow their anger, absorb the bitterness, and not respond altogether. And the top level are those that are osin me'ava osmechin beyisurin. They don't even have a claim on the other person. They recognize God is running the world. If God didn't want me to suffer this shame, I wouldn't suffer it. So they don't even hold it against the other person. They feel like, okay, if God wanted me to be shamed like this, so fine, they accept it. That's the connection to the third point. Osin me'ava osmechin beyisurin. That they're not even bitter when someone insults them. They don't get bitter at the other person. They accept what happened and they say, okay, I'm still happy with Hashem. Something, I guess I was supposed to undergo those minutes of being uncomfortable. But they don't hold it against the other person. Why do we say that these people are like the sun as it gets stronger, that the sun keeps getting stronger? So the Meiri explains that the Braisa is alluding to the idea that ultimately what's going to happen is like what happened between the sun and the moon. Our sages tell us that when the world was created, the sun and the moon were of equal size. And the moon came before the Creator and said, you can't have two kings using the same crown. Can't be that the sun gives light and the moon gives light. We both give the same type of light. And the sun knew this claim as well. But the sun kept quiet. When the moon came with this claim, the sun didn't say anything. That's why Hashem said to the moon, hey you, you're making the claim. You're trying to put down the other side. You're trying to put down the sun. you go and make yourself smaller. The sun will continue giving the light the way it did before him. So too a person who hears his shame and he doesn't respond, ultimately what's going to happen is that he will be honored and the one who tried shaming him will be brought down from his position. That's why it's compared to the sun that keeps gaining in strength, because it's alluding to what happened between the sun and the moon in the time of creation. That's how the Meiri explains it.